5 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Wisconsin is turning 177 years old, and you are invited to celebrate. Thursday, May 29th, the Republican Party of Price County will be celebrating with a potluck picnic at Elk Lake Park Pavilion. Social hour will begin at 4, with food service beginning at 5. Invited guest speakers include Senator Jesse James, Congressman Tom Tiffany, and Turning Point Field Rep Brady Penfield. Bring the family, an appetite, and a thirst for knowledge. Visit the Republican Party of Price County on Facebook for more details.
More of Reality Radio. Lots of information coming in here just during that break. The Phillips softball team will be playing their tournament game tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we'll have that game for you right here. They're going to be over in Clayton. Still waiting to hear whether they're going to play that game in Clayton or in Turtle Lake. But it'll be a road game, and if you can't make it there, we'll bring you Phillips Tournament Softball tomorrow, 2 o'clock. They got to do that earlier because they have graduation tomorrow night. So busy day to day with, we have Brewers at 11:30 today. And then we have Phillips Baseball taking on Maple Northwestern over in Iron River at 5 o'clock. That's both today and both of those right here. Tomorrow, we'll have Phillips softball down in Clayton, Turtle Lake at 2 o'clock tomorrow. That'll be followed by Shawamigan and their home game at Armstrong Field tomorrow at 5. And that'll be all right here on 98Q Country. It's always a busy time, tournament time here with your Civic Media station. We're giving away some Brewer tickets. If you want to be eligible for the Brewer tickets for Friday, June 6th, we have a pair of them, real good tickets, Section 223. Shoot us a keyword crew, C-R-E-W. Do that in the Civic Media app. That's free. C-R-E-W, crew. Get that to us sometime today. You'll be in, and the winner will be announced tomorrow morning.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
Camp Holiday Campground in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin is a hidden gem nestled in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. Enjoy miles of paved bike trails, ATV trails, incredible fishing and kayaking, and a clean sandy swimming beach with a trampoline for the whole family. Camp Holiday offers clean shower facilities and a laundromat. Stock up on all the supplies you need at the camp store, plus pizza and some ice cream too. Come to Camp Holiday for a weekend. Come for a week. Or the whole season. Bring your tent, RV, or motorhome. Don't have one? Rent one of their brand new sleeping cabins, a camper, or even a park model. Camp Holiday Campground. Come to the big woods, make some memories, and go home thinking time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for rates and reservations. Camp Holiday on Rudolph Lake in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin. It's time well spent.
LPK Dental congratulates all area graduates, including Kieran Petrie of Lakeland High School. Reach for the stars, hold on to your memories, and always keep smiling. It looks good on you. LPK Dental. See them on Facebook for all locations and services.
Wisconsin is turning 177 years old, and you are invited to celebrate. Thursday, May 29th, the Republican Party of Price County will be celebrating with a potluck picnic at Elk Lake Park Pavilion. Social hour will begin at 4, with food service beginning at 5. Invited guest speakers include Senator Jesse James, Congressman Tom Tiffany, and Turning Point Field Rep Brady Penfield. Bring the family, an appetite, and a thirst for knowledge. Visit the Republican Party of Price County on Facebook for more details.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top Trump ally Elon Musk says he is disappointed with the budget bill President Trump hopes to pass in the Senate. The bill, which has already passed in the House, would add trillions to the national debt because of spending and extending the 2017 Trump tax cuts. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley convicted of swindling tens of millions of dollars from banks and the IRS, both expected to get pardons today from President Trump. There was a rally at Harvard University yesterday against the moves the president has taken against the school. Ryan Enos is a professor at Harvard.
Freedom of speech and due process, these are the foundations of the American system. These are the foundations of a free society. But Donald Trump is attacking these freedoms, but they get in the way of his authoritarian takeover.
The administration says it has the right to set the rules for federal funding going to Harvard because of anti-Semitism. Macy's lowering profit expectations for the year because of uncertainty over the trade wars. This is ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. Right, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Turtle Flambeau Flowage and Shrewd Lake Property Owners Association would like to request that when you pull your boat out at one of the landings and are draining your boat, please take a few moments to clean the debris from inside of your boat and the back of your truck. Much of the trash alongside our highways has blown out of boats or the beds of pickup trucks, so please make sure coolers are latched, closed, and secured, and empty cans, bottles, and other things of that nature are tossed into the trash or secured inside the vehicle. Your thoughtfulness when cleaning out your boats and trucks is very much appreciated. Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m., there's foraging with Sam Thayer over in Rib Lake. You're invited to join Samuel Thayer, renowned author and forager and internationally recognized authority on edible wild plants, for a walk where he can show all the cool plants there are around Rib Lake. Be sure to mark your calendars, this opportunity may not come around again. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m. over at 645 Pearl Street in Rib Lake. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk, even in the summer. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poison.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches, nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Real estate auction ends June 1st. Own a piece of the country, 68 acres with a classic farmstead, barn, machine shed, three-car garage, and two newer storage sheds. Located at 15588 Elmwood Drive, Butternut, Wisconsin. Bid now at heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that, you know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
NFL, Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver, Savion, in the third round. So I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA. So we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Doe's Auto Glass in Park Falls, Wisconsin proudly salutes the Swamming and Screaming Eagles graduating class of 2025. This class has shown the strength, drive, and determination to soar above every challenge. This is Joe's Repairs vehicle, residential, and commercial glass, plus windows and screens. The class of 2025 has proven they can handle life's cracks and keep flying. Located on Highway 13, Joe's Auto Glass congratulates these Eagles as they take flight into the future. Keep soaring, class of 2025.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
It certainly is. Reality Radio continues. Get more of those track results here from the Phillips Regional yesterday in just a little bit. Big G will be stopping and talk a little Fifield Lions, but we have a big event coming up a week from Saturday in Phillips, and we have Pastor Jason and guest here from the Victory Christian Center to talk about that. Jason, how you doing?
Doing real well. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it very much. Summer's here.
It is, finally.
Yeah, I know when you put an event together like this, an outdoor event, you hope that summer's not late in arriving, but it looks like we're going to be pretty good for this.
I agree. Yeah, it looks like the weather's going to be cooperative, and it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, let's talk about the special Praise in the Park event that we have coming up here. Let's hit some of the who, what's, and where's of it.
Okay? Sure. So this is going to be down at Elk Lake Park right there in Phillips, so it's easy to find that way. There's plenty of parking down there. This is a free event. I want to make sure we're driving that point home, that there's no cost for the event itself. But we have four great bands that's going to be with us this year. This thing kicks off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're going to go until we get done. Really, we don't have an exit time. It's just we're going to keep going and have fun together.
All right, all right. And we have some introduce yourself. The other guys we got here in the studio. Go ahead.
Jason Hoffman.
Jason, okay, all right. So talk a little bit about the layout for the day, if you can, and what's actually going to happen that day and what people can expect when they come down to the park.
So with the four bands that are coming in, we've got Brennan Brooks, Howard Grip, Presence Music Band, and Dan Bremens.
Okay.
We're going to lead off with Brennan Brooks, and we're going to go and let the day flow as it goes. We're going to have couple food trucks there. We'll have a bounce house for the kids, and if people decide they want to give their life to Christ, we'll have the baptism tanks right there. They can baptize right there on site if they want.
Okay, all right. Talk about the music a little bit, because maybe it's artists people haven't heard of or whatever, but you obviously have and you know of them. So talk a little bit about the kind of music when people come on down there. Are we going to be a mosh pitting? Are we going to be bluegrassing? Or what are we going to be doing down there? That's always the question, right?
It's always the question, yeah. I don't foresee any mosh pitting going on.
All right.
It's not really bluegrass either. I'd say it's more contemporary Christian music is what we're looking at more than anything else.
All right.
So Brennan Brooks has been with us for a few years now. Actually, he's come to visit with the church and did some other events with us, so I'm glad to have him again with us.
Yeah.
I haven't been around the other three, though, so just looking at them online, listen to their music that way, I'm really excited to be able to worship next to them and just enjoy the afternoon together through praise and worship.
Yeah, and there's nothing... I listen to a lot of Christian music on Spotify and stuff, and it changes your mood. Let me just say that, because when you have a message in your ear that's inspirational or whatever the message may be for the song, it's different. It's just different, is how I can say. So if people aren't used to listening to more inspirational Christian music with a contemporary sound to it. And that's right. Kind of what this is too, right?
Yeah, it is. And you're right. With as much negativity going on in the world, worldwide, we need things like this just to get us back into the right thinking and the right mode of our hearts. So I think this is a great opportunity for the whole community to come together. Even though we're the sponsor of it, this is not just a Victory Christian Center event. This is for the entire region. We got radio stations outside of our area that's advertising for us, and just spreading that net far and wide to invite as many people to come and gather with us as possible.
All right. And this is all down at the park, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the park in Phillips, 2 o'clock, a week from Saturday. It'll start, so they can bring their lawn chairs down. Probably a good idea,
yep.
Right?
It's a good idea. Yeah, bring a lawn chair, blanket, whatever. And like Jason said, we do have food trucks that's available, so there's plenty of things to munch on throughout the day because it's going to be a long event. I'm expecting to go through probably 6-7 o'clock probably. Yeah. So it's going to be a good time to get together and just have fun.
Temperature's warming up nice next week. It's going to be a good day to be down at the park. And if you haven't been, if you're listening and you haven't been to Elk Lake Park down there, there's a band shell. There's a stage right there built in. And it's just been a great venue for live music now for a couple of years. And you have the lake with the background and the setting right there. So it's just a perfect setting.
Yeah, we have a splash pad going on too then.
Yeah.
I think that'll be opened up. So it'll be good for the kiddos. They get too warm, they can jump in that, cool off a little bit.
Yeah. And Jason, if they want the food and the beverages, you guys will have that down there too, right?
Correct. The food trucks will be the only charge that will be at that event. So.
Right, exactly.
But they do have the playground that's already been rebuilt, and that looks great. The kids should have a lot of fun. So
Basketball hoops down there, splash pad. So June 7th, Phillips, it's free to come on down, grab a lawn chair, and enjoy the day down there praising the park in Phillips. Victory Christian Center, kind of the driving force behind it, but encouraging all people from all denominations, everybody, to come and take advantage, right?
Absolutely.
All right, chance for you to see some real good inspirational music. We need a little bit of the more of that
right.
Here, right? Yeah, exactly. All right, anything we missed you wanted to hit on, or we got it all?
Say if you want any more information, go to our website. So that's vccphillips.org.
okay,
that's vccphillips.org, and there's a little bit more information on there if you want more up-to-date stuff what's going on.
All right, Saturday, June 7th. Whether you want to grab a lawn chair and be right up front or go back into the corner, whatever it may be, I think it'll be a good day to enjoy the music.
It really will be.
All right, thank you so much for coming in.
All right, thanks
everyone.
Again.
Yep, Victory Christian Center joining us here, Reality Radio. More to come. We didn't get to those birthdays yet, so some of the celebrity birthdays and the rest of our track stuff too. We'll get to that in just a moment here.
Park Falls Building and Hardware proudly congratulates the Butternut High School graduating class. This moment marks the beginning of exciting new chapters ahead. A special shout out goes to Brady Steiner, wishing you continued success in all you do. The entire community celebrates your achievements and the bright futures you're building. Since 1980, Park Falls Building and Hardware has stood behind hard work and strong foundations. Located on Highway 13 North in Park Falls, do it best, your source for home improvement.
The Schultz auction is happening now at heckmanauction.com. After the loss of her husband, Don, Mrs. Schultz is moving in. Nearly 1,800 lots are up for bid. This massive two-part auction ends June 1st and 2nd, and it's loaded with value. A new Holland tractor, 2022 Can-Am UTV, Toyota FJ Cruiser, RV, trailers, firearms, generators, model kits, survival food kits, vehicles, and so much more. Bid on vehicles, antiques, equipment, and collectibles. Go to heckmanauction.com now. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Let's talk more about some of the young athletes who did some good things on last night down in Phillips for the track regional. The top four in each event get to go to Colby Friday for sectionals. So let's continue on with the 300-meter hurdles for the girls, where we had Phillips' J.C. Pomeroy finishing second, and Riblake's Emma Tlusty finished in first. Butternut's Caitlin Bebo in third to advance on. Congratulations to her. Addie Gabay of Phillips just out of it. She finished in fifth place. In the boys' 300, it was Phillips' Wade Vetter. He, the sophomore, he wins it. He's a regional champ. Congratulations to Wade. Shawamigan's Jaden Oscar finished third to advance on, and Winter Edberg in fourth to advance on. Congrats to all. Grady Dennis of Butternut finished seventh, just out of qualifying. The girls' 200-meter dash, a lot of entrants in this. They had to have a couple of heats in this. They had Mellon with Kylie Schutte finishing in first place to advance on. Anna Schleyer of Butternut in second to advance on. And Caitlin Bebo of Butternut in third to advance on. Congrats to all. Vanessa Schmidt of Shawamigan, just out of it, finished in fifth place. The boys' 200. It was Cooper Mikulski of Shawamigan in second place to advance on, Will Krause of Shawamigan third to advance, and Gus Josephson in fourth advancing on. Phillips' Trayvon Crystal just out of it in fifth place. The girls' 3,200-meter run, Leah Harper of Phillips, she finishes in first for the junior to advance on, Tana Henderson in second to advance, Haley Bodo of Shawamigan in third, and Kylie Orison in fourth for Prentice, all advancing on. The girls' 4x4 relay team of Phillips, second to advance on. Shawamigan finished in fourth. The 4x4 boys' relay team of Phillips, also first place. Trayvon Crystal, along with James Vollendorf, Finn McArdle, and who else here? Josh Edwards in there, and Wade Vetter. Congratulations to Phillips. Riblake second, Hurley third. Shawamigan fourth to advance. Girls discus, we mentioned Eileen Shenneman advancing on continues that strong field event reputation there for the Mercer program. So congrats to her. And I think we mentioned earlier that Fiona Huggard of Phillips finished in fourth to advance on. Layla Staroba finished just out of it in fifth place. And the boys high jump, it was Riblake's Jed Henderson. I think he went to state last year, didn't he? I think he did. He finished in sixth place, first place, a jump of 6 feet and to advance on. And it was Prentice's Logan Geiger finishing in third, and Shawamigan's Cooper Mikulski in fourth, all advancing on. The boys' long jump, Jared Heckendorf of Shawamigan, first place, 21 feet 3 inches. Shawamigan's Cooper Mikulski in second. Phillips' Wade Vetter in third. And Jonathan Parker of Phillips in fourth. Prentice's Logan Geiger just out of it in fifth place. The girls' pole vault, Shawamigan's Claire Yunk is a regional champ. She advances on, as does Phillips' Caitlin Kurth. And Shawamigan's Maddie Ernst all advancing on. The boys' shot put, it was Phillips' Brody Janicek in second place to advance. Greg Morgan, the senior from Shawamigan, finished in fourth to advance on. And the girls' triple jump, Winter's Naima Burt. Sorry about that. The senior from Winter advances on. Caitlin Bebo of Butternut, the junior, advances. Mallory Smith of Shawamigan advances on with a third-place finish in the girls' triple jump. And Phillips' Addie Gabay finished in fourth. Chloe Esterholm just out of it in fifth. The boys' 4x8 relay team. Oh, the 800-meter, don't get me started. Riblake wins it. Phillips in second. And Shawamigan fourth. All will advance on. The girls' 1,600-meter run had Sarah Knack of Phillips winning it. Second was Tana Henderson. Shawamigan's Haley Bodo in third. All advancing on. The boys' 3,200-meter run, Phillips' Evan Johnson in second to advance, Matthew Hertreiter of Shawamigan in third to advance on, Nick Pesco just out of it in fifth place. The girls' 800-meter run, Phillips' Sarah Knack, first place, Leah Harper, second place advancing on, and Phillips' Ruby McCormick in fourth, all advancing on. And the boys' 800-meter run, it was Riblake winning it, Caleb Scott, Phillips' Gavin Esterholm in second, and Phillips' Josh Edwards finished in fourth. Logan Sokolowski just out of it in fifth. And Phillips' women, they win the team title with Shawamigan in second, and the The boys' side, the men's side, went to Schwamigan, with Phillips finishing in second. All the results, WIAAWI.org. We'll post it on our website also a little bit later on this morning when we get a little bit of a breather. Big G going to stop in just a little bit, talk a little Lions Club stuff here at 925 on Reality Radio.
Morgan Auto and Truck Center and Highway 13 South and Phillips proudly salutes the Phillips High School graduating class of 2025. They made it through every bump, turn, and detour. And if any of these were caused by hitting something, well, Morgan can fix that too. Run for trusted bodywork, insurance claims, towing, and tire sales, and reliable service. Warga keeps things running smooth with well-inspected pre-owned vehicles and top-notch repairs. They're proud to keep the class of 2025 and the whole community moving forward.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
All right, if you want to be in for today's Brewer ticket giveaway, text us the keyword CREW, C-R-E-W, do that sometime today through the free Civic Media app. Tap on 98Q, text C-R-E-W, C-R-E-W. Sometime today, we'll give away a pair of tickets for Brewers Padres a Friday, June 6th. We'll have another pair tomorrow for that game, and then another pair on Friday for Saturday, June 7th. So if that... If those days work out for you, text us. Give yourself a chance to win. Speaking of winning, oh, I'm very excited for you guys in our Scani Summer Giveaway. It's going to start on Monday. So this summer, 98Q Country has your chance to experience a summer in Wisconsin with our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. So listen Monday for 2 weeks, Monday through Friday. 7, 11, 2, and 4. Those are the 4 hours to listen. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 a.m., 4 p.m. We'll give you a keyword each hour. When you do that, you'll be in for the hourly prize, which some hours will be $100 in cash. Some hours will be some Milwaukee Brewer Club-level tickets. Every entry will get you in for the grand prizes that we're giving away, including a Wisconsin Dells area getaway or a trip to Door County. So put that free Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, you know, go to the Google Play or the Apple Store and find 98Q. And, once you download it on there, all the Civic Media app stations are there, but go to the 98Q one and tap text and whatever keyword we give you for that hour. It's as simple as that. So that'll be starting on Monday. We're very excited for you to have a chance to be a winner. Well, today it is the big... Farmers Market, of course, that's going on in downtown at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church here in Park Falls, and that runs from 2 until 5:30, a little early in the season, so a few things down there, but, you know, things are still kind of getting going and getting growing, so Farmers Market today, 2 to 5:30 at Christ the Servant Church right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
A little more information of some of the items they're expecting at the farmer's market today. It include maple syrup, asparagus, rhubarb. Oh, the rhubarb is... rhubarb's out there. My brother made a rhubarb crisp and some rhubarb muffins at our family get-together this past weekend. It was wonderful. So some rhubarb down there. Green. What's nice about rhubarb is if you ask someone who has rhubarb if you can have some of their rhubarb plants, most people will say, please, please, because rhubarb goes crazy. There's some people that have it all over the place and they don't ever use it. So they'll have some rhubarb down there. If you're not able to get it yourself, they'll have some green onions, also some baked goods, and much more. Black Angus beef will be available. Freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and dog biscuits will be at the market also. And there'll be some vegetable plants, some flower plants, early in the season, though, down at the farmer's market here in Park Falls. Want to make sure you're aware of the Phillips community-wide garage sale events that are coming up the weekend of June 12th, 13th, and 14th. It is the fifth annual event. So anyone with a Phillips address, both in the city limits and in the country, is eligible. So for anyone wanting to have a sale, the listing is free. They have people from, like I said, in community and outside the community. So to participate, you can reserve your free ad spot by submitting your first and last name and information to the folks. You got to do that, of course, ahead of time, and you got to get all the information to them. So the busiest days typically for the sale, they say, are on Friday and Saturday. So the community-wide sale event, again, is held to help promote the community, and sales will be posted by the morning of June 12th at their website, which is mypricecounty.com. Mypricecounty.com. That's also a good place to go to sign up to get your sale advertised. So the Facebook event page also, you can search for... you can probably search for My Price County, I guess. It'll probably come up on Facebook. There's a long address here with a lot of numbers. Not going to give that to you. But I just want to make you aware the Phillips Chamber can probably answer any questions, too. So the big Phillips community-wide garage sale, whether you live there and want to have a garage sale or you just want to go and take part in it, the weekend of June 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, will be the big event there in Phillips.
I learned a lot of life lessons from my dad.
He's been there my entire life, and he's been a great example of what a father should be.
He always embraced and taught me to be a cowboy.
Dad has the weight of the world on his shoulders.
The guy is extremely talented and very knowledgeable.
He's a good man and a strong man who's not afraid to do what he needs to do for his family.
It ain't easy every day, and he dang sure made it look easy.
And I'll always be thankful for that.
Boo Barn, keep west.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Well, Price County Senior Dining back at it again tomorrow. They'll be serving up Salisbury. Oh, they're at it again today. But for tomorrow's meals, it's Salisbury steak with mashed potatoes and gravy. Sliced carrots, a little upside-down cake, Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood, Price County Senior Dining. Any questions, reach them at 339-2158, 339-2158. CheckFest, of course, coming in June also to Phillips, June 20th and 21st. We talked a little bit about that last week. Big G is going to stop on in here sometime before 10. and chat with us about some Fifield Lions activities. The Copper Falls State Park, you can Google Copper Falls State Park. There's just tons of activities they have going on. The Friends of Copper Falls State Park putting that on. So we have a little more local info we will chat about. Let's take a little breather, grab a little sip of Joe, and listen to a little music, and we'll come back with Big G and more of Reality Radio.
98Q Country.
Little music for you, John Anderson on Reality Radio. To pull Big G away from his Mushroom 101 class out there. We'll talk to him a little bit here. Big G, how we doing?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fine. A lot of good local information. Exciting time of the year for kids, for everybody, for summer arriving. Good time of the year.
National Hamburger Day.
National Hamburger Day today.
Yep.
All right.
I had a Ricardo and Jay over there at Burgers.
And now I laid out my my typical burger this morning. I'm a California burger kind of guy. Oh, yeah. Without the raw onions, See, for me, the raw onions take over the entire flavor of the burger, mm-hmm. and I don't want that. I just want the taste of the burger enhanced by a little ketchup, maybe a little bit of mayo, lettuce, tomato, and maybe some mushrooms, possibly on a good day. How about you?
Right. Three are better than one. You know, three burgers compared to one burger. Right. And when I say, these burgers, I like a burger. You were kind of talking about it. You know, I don't like a great big 3-pound patty in there and then a small bun.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a mis-sized Oreo or something.
You would have been a White Castle guy then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like a good, good burger with good flavor and well proportioned.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's quality and quantity.
Want quantity, but you don't necessarily want it all in one burger, maybe split up into two or three.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So
White Castle used to be the classic. I remember when I went to broadcasting school many years ago, we'd go down at midnight and get like 8 White Castle burgers, and they were bite-sized. You know, you just pop them in your mouth. They were absolutely wonderful. Uh-oh, the food connoisseur himself.
Yeah, my favorite sandwich used to be the Chicken Little, at Kentucky Chicken. Do you remember those?
Chicken
you
Little.
Get a bag about 20 of those, and it was just really, really, just a really nice.
Gray comes
great
in
sandwich.
With the same disgusting look he has on his face as when I mentioned angel hair pasta.
It wasn't disgust; it was just confusion. Because you got to understand, I'm sitting there in my little studio, my little air conditioned box, and I'm hearing you guys, and I hear two things. I'm hearing the words you use, which were food terms, and I hear your tone of voice, which sounds like you're either talking about a lover or a dating profile that you're setting up. Well proportioned, words I heard used. Were we talking about burgers, gentlemen? Were we?
Yes. Quantity instead of quality. Yes, all things you could use on a dating site. Yes.
I'm just saying that the verbiage and the tone behind it, there was a little bit of a mismatch. I was having a jarring experience listening in, eavesdropping halfway through.
We should have a poll question. Is the description of your favorite hamburger and your profile on a dating site awkwardly similar?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and the answer to that could explain why you guys are broadcasting this on 100,000 watts, and I still felt like I was dirty for eavesdropping on the conversation. Like, I'm listening through a closed door, but yet this is going out over the entirety of the Northwoods.
I'm anxious to hear Greg Gunderson's go-to burger. Now, we all have
our food passions.
Yes.
And some of ours are more than others. Yeah, and like I say, my favorite burger is a burger with the tomato, the onion. I just like a little lettuce. I don't like, you get too much lettuce.
Right,
in there.
It's right,
a little soggy.
Don't you like a salad on top though?
Yeah, a little lettuce, and then I throw a little barbecue sauce on there, and
that's the underrated option, by the way. That's what ties mine together. I am a basic burger guy: raw onion, pepper jack, cheese, barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
I
like a little tomato, but not a thick tomato, just a thin one maybe to layer it in. And I'll admit, I was introduced to the mushroom Swiss burger probably when I was 18 years old by Hardee's. And I was just like, ooh, what? I just tried it, or it might have been by mistake, but I like a good mushroom Swiss burger.
Too. We put those on the grill.
Actually, Hardee's was underrated. They weren't ready for the world that was coming, but their food was darn good.
They had the open flame grill originally, way back when.
Scooped milkshakes that stuck around until they closed their doors. I mean, actually, Hardee's is why I love roast beef. Arby's owes Hardee's. I am a loyal Arby's customer now because of the love for roast beef that Hardee's actually gave me.
Good point. So, again, Gray's go-to burger, what is it?
Pepper jack cheese, raw onions on top, yes or no on the lettuce, but certainly pickles and a little bit of barbecue sauce. All about the flavor interactions there.
Yeah, you're a little too hot on the flavor for my likings, but I'll try that. Don't get me, I'll try that. But
it's not for everybody, but it is delicious.
Yeah, very good. All right.
I can leave it alone now. I've said what I needed to say. I've said my piece. You go about your business.
All right. We had him in here to talk about Fifield Lions, and go figure, we got distracted down the food trail.
Sidetracked by the burgers.
The burgers.
Yeah,
all right. All right. So what do we got going on with your Lions?
All right. Well, first of all, I want to say a big congratulations to all the area graduates out there.
Yes.
Woo! I had the honor of and presenting scholarships last Wednesday night. And, I was told to keep it short, but that's tough because, like myself, Lions are never at a loss for words.
All right.
So I am the senior trail twister at a Fifield Lions Club. And we're, of course, with the Fifield Lions. We're no relation to the big Jungle Cats, but we love to pounce on chances of sport education.
There you go. I like that. I like that.
So, but congratulations to our scholarship winners. We awarded two scholarships in the amount of $500. One was to Lila Behringer of the Schwamigan graduating class, and the other one's to Anya Brenholtz. So congratulations to those folks, and congratulations to the entire class.
Yes, so, fantastic. All right.
Yeah. So, and then also I had the honor of presenting four more scholarships from the Northwood Supper Club. And the team at Northwood Supper Club is led by owners Terry and Lisa. They would like to recognize and congratulate this year's scholarship recipients. These students didn't just show up for work. They showed up with dedication, respect, and strong work ethic, whether it was tackling a Friday night rush or learning the rhythm of the busy supper club. They became part of the heartbeat of the business. Terry and Lisa wanted to express their heartfelt thanks to each of them and their hard work to make a difference, not only to the customers, but to the entire Northwoods family. At Northwoods Supper Club, there's a simple but powerful promise. If a student works there during their high school career, they receive a scholarship to help support their next steps after graduation. It's a way of saying thank you, and we believe in you. So, and nice. There were four scholarships. They had four people that they presented scholarships to. I had the honor of presenting them because, of course, Terry and Lisa were busy. Running the business.
Running the show down there, yeah.
So congratulations to the Northwood Scholarship, Northwood Supper Club Scholarship winners, Reagan Hoffman, Haley Wade, and Lucy Cronin, and Jaden Oscar.
All right. Fantastic. Well done. Well done.
Yes, it was,
thank you to Northwood Supper Club for supporting our youth.
Appreciate that. I want to thank the graduating class for sitting through my spiel. I did the 40-year swing, so it was kind of an entertaining thing.
All right.
For some people, I guess.
For you, it was, anyway.
Yes.
At least some of the fun stuff
the senior trail twister gets to do in the Lions Club. So.
All right. Very cool.
All right. So I want to talk about our big event we got coming up here. This is going to be June 14th. This is our second annual Fifield Lions Trail Twister Fun Run.
Okay.
Okay. This is open to anybody that's got a vehicle, ATVs, UTVs. We get a classic car. You can bring your own car. You can bring your motorcycle. We have a couple routes set up for the ATVs and UTVs. Also have a road and street route set up. So, and this is one of our main fundraisers for the year. And we're actually doing this to help support Catkins Animal Rescue.
Nice, nice.
Mokeel Animal Shelter right here in Park Falls. And you bring donations of supplies for Catkins Animal worth $10. This will go towards Catkins. Of course, they are got a big building project and stuff going on. You've heard about that. You heard about our radiothon we had here last spring and everything, so a great organization to support.
Exactly.
Also, our fundraising efforts go towards, of course, our scholarships that we gave away this last Wednesday. We do Easter baskets for the shut-ins. Our big project we're behind right now is our Fifield Mowbridge Park Playground Project.
Okay.
The playground is in bad need. The playground equipment is in bad need of repair. So we have a Fifield playground raffle going on. We're selling one ticket for $5. Oh, look, Courtney just walked in. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Hey, hey, hey.
We have $5 raffle tickets. We have 5 for $20. And all proceeds from this raffle go directly towards replacing our playground equipment at Mowbridge Park, which has been deemed unrepairable and unsafe. And we're hoping to improve the community facilities so all can enjoy. So first prize in the raffle is $500, second prize is $250, and third prize is $100. This will be drawn. The drawing will take place July 5th at our Fifield Community Picnic at Mowbridge Park.
Okay. Lots going
back
on.
To the Trail Twister. We got a route planned out. We're going to start at the Country Cafe. Of course, you got to have a good breakfast before you go out and do something, right,
Joel? Of course, yes, of course.
Yeah, Country Cafe, we're going to have breakfast before the ride. It's going to be from 8:30 to 10:30. Then we're going to Northwood Supper Club, and they're going to have a little Bloody Mary bar there at 10:30. And then we're going to run out to Wintergreen Lake Resort. We're going to circle back to the Big Dipper, the Moose Jaw Resort, back to Mary Cassidy's Saloon. And then we're going to return to Mowbridge Park, where the Friends of the Fifield Fire Department are going to be doing a brisket and a great dinner down there. And we're going to have all sorts of basket raffles and stuff we're going to have set up there at the park. So come on in. We'll have 50-50 tickets. You can buy those. And we got great prizes and stuff we'll be giving away in baskets. I'll be mentioning more about those probably in the next couple weeks here. So, all right. So, yeah. June 14th, Father's Day weekend. Come on out for the Trail Twister Fun Run. Meet at the Country Cafe there for breakfast from 8:30 to 10:30.
All right. Lots going on. We'll be talking more about those events, of course, in the next couple of weeks.
Yep. And our next meeting, and this is open to anybody. We're always looking for members. The Fifield Lions Club. We have a lot of fun. And it's going to be Monday, June 9th at the Lanes right here in Park Falls.
All right.
It's at 5:30. And we have, of course, we have a little dinner and we have a little meeting. So come on out, see what the club's all about. Come on out and join us.
And you get to hang out with Big G, too.
Yeah, so you betcha.
That's a drawing point, right?
Yeah, it can be.
All right, Big G. Always lots of good info. Thank you so much.
All right, you betcha.
Speaking of good info, we've got Courtney in here from the Chamber to chat with us a little bit. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
I'm doing well. Oh. I had to stop by and make sure to, well, Big G covered the Trail Twisters and everything already, so you guys had a good handle on those events.
Yep.
But one that's coming up that's really exciting is the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to town.
The circus is coming to town.
All right.
Like
yes.
Sunday, right. July 6th. So it's a perfect way to kind of wrap up 4th of July weekend. They're doing two shows at 2 and 4:30, and it's going to be in the practice fields behind the school.
Okay. Under the Big Top.
Yes, under the Big Top, and they've got it all. They've got the acrobats, the clowns, but they also have the big cats and horses that do a lot of tricks and trick riding and everything like that. It's going to be very exciting. And we have tickets available here at the radio station, over at the Park Falls Chamber office. And then you can also get tickets at Forward Bank, the St. Croix Rod Factory Store, and Oh Dear Nutrition.
All right.
They also are selling tickets online. If you see the posters around town, they have a little QR code on them. You can scan that. It'll take you directly to the circus's official site where you can purchase your tickets online.
All right. 4th of July.
Will they be available at the gate too or not?
They will also be available day of, but the price does go up a few dollars. So if you want to save some money, get them ahead of time.
All right, 4th of July and then a circus.
Yes.
All right, this is going to be a big weekend here in Park Falls. All right, what else is going on at the Chamber there, Courtney? Always preparing for Flamborama, of course, right?
Oh, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff in full swing, a lot of exciting stuff coming up. The posters with the official schedule will be coming out in June. We're still getting a few things switched up and have a couple exciting things being added, so those will get announced once we've got those finalized. But right now, we're also still accepting registrations for the community garage sales, the Park Falls area community garage and sidewalk sales. You can register until June 6th, and then we're going to be printing off the maps and getting those out into the community. It is $5 to register an individual sale, and if you are a chamber business that's doing some kind of special, it is completely free to get your name on the list. And if you are not a chamber business, feel free to join us. We're always happy to accept new members, but if you'd like to still be on the list, it'd be $10.
All right. Very good. Parkfalls.com is a good place to kind of go for all some of the latest information too, right?
Yes.
So when is the garage sales?
The garage sales is going to be the weekend, the June 20th through 22nd.
All right.
You do not have to have your sale all 3 days, though. You can put on the form that you're only going to be open Saturday if that's what fits in your schedule.
If you love the garage sale, you got Phillips going on the week before and then here going on the week after. That's going to be a garage sale haven up here for 2 weekends in a row.
And you never know what you can find there. So
never know. Yeah.
There's always a gem.
Yeah. That's right. That's why we do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why we go to them. You bet. All right, Courtney, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it very much. Big G. Onward and upward.
You betcha.
All right. It's 9:52. A couple more local things to talk about here on Reality Radio. Stay with us.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Oh, you got Pete with us from Wheelway. Big month of May going on down there, Pete, and we're getting people into those low-mileage vehicles. Great selection on the lot still for folks here in the rest of the month of May, right, Pete?
Absolutely. We have newer pre-owned three-quarter tons, half-ton trucks, cars, minivans, SUVs. They're all marked down to sell, and we got a great selection coming in every single day with new inventory.
People can do it all in one shot, Pete. The trade-in, the financing, the banks are battling for people's business, Pete, and that means the buyer of the vehicle advantage, right?
Absolutely. Lower interest rates means more purchasing power. You need a better vehicle at a lower interest rate for a monthly payment. We have payments as low as $99 a month. Budget-friendly vehicles are on the lot right now, but they move fast. Come on down today.
If you're looking for a truck, folks, it's in Northwoods. We do trucks here. Somebody else took the hit on these, Pete. You're going to save them thousands of dollars off that new sticker price, right?
Absolutely. People have been driving hours away. They're getting sick and tired of paying $80,000 or higher for a newer truck. You can get a new truck, pre-owned, low miles, home with the home of the lifetime warranty with engine, transmission, and powertrain, as long as you own the truck, as well as you're going to save $10,000, $15,000, up to $30,000 off that sticker price.
All right. Wheelwayautos.com is a great place to start. Check out the vehicles. As always, Pete, we're hometown. We're small town here in northern Wisconsin. They can always pick up that phone and talk to you directly, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and check out all the inventory on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or stop on down today and get a new vehicle.
Very good. That's Wheelway, a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13 in beautiful Fifield, Wisconsin. As always, if you have something going on with your nonprofit group or organization, shoot us an email. It's a great way to do it. WCQM@civicmedia.us. You can always drop the flyer off here right at the radio station, Highway 13 on the south end of Park Falls. Do want to mention a big event coming up. It's 2 weeks away, and it's the fifth annual Restore You Cornhole Classic at the Park Falls Rec Arena. The Northern Wisconsin Cornhole Group that I've been involved with since the very start puts this on, raises money for local youth wrestling, football, and programs, just as raised money for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. In fact, there's a board raffle going on right now for the food pantry for that. But the event is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th. Now, if you like to throw a few bags, come on down and play with us. If you don't like to play bags, there's going to be some pros there on Saturday, June 14th. In fact, there's a gentleman from Green Bay that's coming that I've known for several years, and he's been on ESPN, CBS. He's going to be there playing. We've got several other ACO and ACL pros that'll be there for that weekend. So it's Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th. Find the link to it on the 98Q Country Facebook page. We just posted a link to there a few moments ago.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings proudly salutes the Shawamigan High School class of 2025. From their Park Falls location to Main Street in Ashland, they're honoring the graduates' hard work and bright futures. Shoppers will find two-sided mattresses, futons, sectionals, recliners, and handcrafted Amish Up North style furniture, perfect for every room. Whether it's a dorm, first apartment, or new home, Shawamigan Home Furnishings has the right piece. Congratulations to the class of 2025 from everyone at Shawamigan Home Furnishing.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Wisconsin is turning 177 years old, and you are invited to celebrate. Thursday, May 29th, the Republican Party of Price County will be celebrating with a potluck picnic at Elk Lake Park Pavilion. Social hour will begin at 4, with food service beginning at 5. Invited guest speakers include Senator Jesse James, Congressman Tom Tiffany, and Turning Point Field Rep Brady Penfield. Bring the family, an appetite, and a thirst for knowledge. Visit the Republican Party of Price County on Facebook for more details.
98Q Country.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
All right, before we wrap up Reality Radio, I do want to let you know there's a blood drive next Tuesday, Park Falls Community Blood Drive at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, Tuesday, June 3rd at the Padua Center from noon until 5 that day. Thanks to all of our guests. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Reality Radio. We'll archive the whole show at 98qcountry.com. under podcast. Got a busy day. McKay in the midday going 10 to 11:30. Brewer baseball 11:30. Gray will jump in a little bit between 3 and 5. And then it's Phillips baseball taking on Maple Northwestern on the road up in Iron River this afternoon at 5 with Jeff Hakenin. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The UN Human Rights Office says one person was killed, dozens hurt, as Palestinians desperate for food, water, and other supplies rushed an aid distribution center run jointly by the U.S. and Israel. ABC's James Longman has more from Tel Aviv.
The aid site is